how did you characterize the performance today by the whole team?
Well, obviously not good enough offensively. We got to do a better job protecting the football. Can't give a good team short field position and make it easy on them and tough on our defense. So, you know, they've been playing well. They've been scoring a lot of points. They got a good defense, and you know, just they hit some big plays, and obviously we had some turnovers in the first half.
As this team's veteran leader, what's your message to the team at this point?
Well, we're just going to keep grinding. We're going to keep fighting. We got 8 games left. We got a lot of football. Can only get better. Can only go up. But that's going to come with work. And just, you know, I thought we, you know, had a good game plan. We just got to execute better. Had some plays we got to make on offense that, you know, had some opportunities for some big plays.
Speaking of the 2 deep balls to Sterling and to Tavares, what are you seeing in terms of, is it mechanics, just timing, not used to them?
Just Shep. You know, really the one Shep, I got hit that. It's quarters. I got a post route. I haven't thrown many routes to Shep on the outside, so it's been mostly a slot, but, you know, got to hit that one. You know, and Tavares is more of a scramble, you know, kind of a, you know, it was late, just trying to, try to put it over the safety. Maybe, you know, shot for him to get it or nobody, and obviously just overshot it a little bit.
There was one also, I think TK had a corner route in the end zone.
Right before half. You know, could try to take a shot down the field, just to try to put it kind of a line drive throw, put it in there, and just obviously just, you know, we got to keep working on it. You know, sometimes we're getting some of these throws for the first times in games, and so we just got to keep, find a way to hit them in the live situations.
You've seen this building rocking in Super Bowl years. Obviously wasn't that today. How demoralizing is that to you when you see the crowd either not there or just booing this team?
Well, you know, we got a job to do on the field. That's all you can worry about. And obviously we didn't do it very well today, but we're going to keep working, keep grinding, and you know, we want to do it obviously for our fans, but do it for each other. No, we got a lot of football left, and you know, we want to try to get something out of it and keep playing and get that feeling after a game of a win.
How do you feel the guys in front of you did against number 99, Aaron Donald, and how much of the game plan was geared towards maybe going away from him?
Well, we wanted to obviously have try to get as many bodies going towards him as possible and some protection. Sometimes you couldn't do it, but you know, I think he did have the one sack fumble early in the game, but. You know, I think they did a pretty good job, you know, containing him. Ran the ball well. We just got to do a better job converting on some third downs.
Eli, no loss ever feels good, but does this one feel even worse coming off of a bye?
It's all the same, you know. They were coming off a bye also, and you know, we got to keep searching, keep finding ways to go out there and just, you know, make some more plays on game day.
Yeah, there's no denying that, like, the personnel really has a lot to do with rhythm and timing and stuff. So how difficult has it been dealing with new receivers?
Well, we got to keep working. You know, have some new guys, and so you know, you can work some things obviously in practice. What you're expecting when you start getting different looks, different coverages, different adjustments. You know, sometimes you gotta go on the run. But you know, guys know what they're doing, and it's just a matter about. You know, getting set in the pocket and trusting in it and making accurate throws.
How would you characterize the feelings of the team right now, especially after today's performance?
Well, obviously, guys are disappointed. It's tough, but, you know, we're going to keep we'll come back tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, get ready to go to San Francisco and have a great game plan, you know, prepare and go try to get a win.
What happened a couple of those deep balls? You had Sterling and I think Tavares a couple times there. Did you feel like you had that?
No, just missed. I got to hit those. Got to hit that, you know, especially the one to Shep. You know, got quarters. Just got to step into the throw and hit that for you know, possible touchdown.
Eli, Ben McAdoo mentioned that we might play some more younger players as the season goes on. Would you be comfortable giving playing time to other players to see what they've got in this type of season?
Give it to other – to
quarterback, Davis, or to Tino.
Hey, I want to be out there. I want to be playing. And, I want to be out there.
Eli, given the expectations for this team, how hard is it to accept 1-7 right?
Well, we don't have an option. We have to accept it. Those are the facts. And, you know, we just got to keep try to fix that in the sense of next week and, you know, following weeks, you know, getting better and going out there and trying to get a win.
Thank you.
Eli, how much of this do you put on your shoulders, especially early when you have Sterling open, Tavares right before the half? Do you feel like there are some throws you needed back?
I got to hit Shep on the post. Got one on one and a post route. We got to hit those, and I got to make better throws.
You know, in relation to what Steve was saying with Ben, you really have been a part of this kind of situation in your career. Would you understand if they had to look ahead a little bit and try to see what Davis has, for example, down the line?
Well, they got to do what they got to do. I want to be out there. I want to keep playing with my teammates and keep working.